Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
We open the show with Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi, and a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Tomorrow is the Festivus, the day of the turkey.
Yes,
it sounds like
the turkey.
Sounds like a Doctor Who
the
episode.
Day of the turkey. Wow, that does.
Really does.
Hopefully, nothing Doctor Whoish happens. We can just eat the turkey.
I know.
If your fried turkey attacks you, just lock yourself in your room with your computer and play video games. It'll be okay.
I'm doing the theme song.
Nope, keep going.
Yeah, so if you're watching Doctor Who, I'm not going to spoil anything, but whoa!
I am watching it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get through, so don't spoil anything for me.
I'm not spoiling it, but
you're saying whoa
a lot. The very recent episode. It's pretty crazy. If you don't know what the show is, this is Experience Points. We drop knowledge on you every week, except last week. Sorry about that. I was sick. I'm making up for it now with excitement and motivation.
He was playing Fallout 4.
I wish I was playing Fallout 4. I fell out with a sickness. That's what I fell out with.
You were down with the sickness?
I needed some rat away.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I made that joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I apologize. I should leave the show.
Well, in the 90s and the 2000s were a thing. We were sick, or I was, sick and sick and tired of your stuff.
Yeah.
This is a show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. We're loud. We're proud. We're nerds and geeks ourselves, and we play a ton of games, and we're going to share some of our knowledge with you, especially tonight.
Whether or not you want it.
We are going to share some games that we are most thankful for in our lives, because that's what we do on this show. We bring a little bit of us, and we give it to you. Every night, there's a lot of us to give. I've been eating more.
Me too. I was doing the diet thing.
I've been bulking up.
The holidays, and then we'll worry about it.
We've both been emotionally bulking up to give it away.
To give it away to you guys.
We're going to give you some music before we give you away a little piece of our souls. This is Man on Fire by the
Ginger.
Megas. Followed by.
Don't do this to me.
Not much from this guy. Man on Fire by the Megas, followed by On and On from Kirby Crackle. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSL.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
We just heard On and On by Kirby Crackle. Before that, Man on Fire by the Megas. And in my haste, I let slip. We did not tell you about where all of the audio.
No.
All of the social media.
I know you can't hear glares, guys.
All of
the,
everything. He told me.
I do this one thing on the show every week.
As soon as we started the music, he's like, we forgot my segment.
We forgot the part of the show. And I am upset. I can't work in these conditions.
I'm going to go play video games.
Let's
try this. We're going to pull it back before we tell you about what we did.
You better rope it back
there.
In.
What is the website?
You can go on over to our website at exppoints.com if you double tap
You gotta double tap that P. We have social media landing page as well. You can go to the Facebook, the Google Plus, the YouTubes, the Steam groups, the Twitters, all that stuff. Follow, like, subscribe, do whatever. Go to exppoints.com/social and you can see all of the stuff and do and follow all of the things. We also accept bribes in the form of donations.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, that's donations from PayPal and Patreon if you want us to do stuff for you. In addition to this show, we will, of course, do that for $5. We're very, very cheap. Cheap labor.
Yeah, we are.
I mean,
in this economy, come on.
I'm not going to make you like a pair of shoes.
I'll do a lot for $5.
And maybe like duct tape shoes, but it'll be bad. We also have
video. $5.
What was that?
As long as it's less than $5. $5, man. Do a lot
for
$5.
We also have some video game servers. We recently have a newest video game server is Ark Survival Evolved. We have an Ark server, so you could tame dinosaurs and play Minecraft.
I've been really wanting to play that. I'm waiting to go on a better sale, though.
Well, wait for the holiday sale because it's coming up. But you can go to exppoints.com/servers and see all of my. It's an in progress thing, but I'm updating the list right now.
I believe
you. Or not right now, but soon. You can get all of our stuff. Plus, I'm telling you, I have an Ark server. Literally, just go on there, and you know what? We might post the password soon. If you want to join our Steam group, I'll tell you the password. But it eventually will be an open server, so of course, do that.
It's 1234.
It's not 1234. That's my PIN number for my credit card.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. That's
so,
like what an idiot would put on their luggage.
Bear. In the last 2 weeks, we've had time to do things. What have you been doing?
I have been spending money. And playing video games.
Okay, in that order, I assume.
Yes, actually. So
there was downloading.
There was
in between.
Some game that I heard that I didn't pick up during our last show, and someone kind of mentioned Fallout 4 was a thing. And I honestly was gonna wait. I wasn't gonna buy it. I wasn't gonna pay full price. But then every time I turned on my computer, and I have a very large, I have a 32-inch monitor, and the right side just fills up with Steam notifications of your friend is playing Fallout 4. Your friend is playing Fallout 4. Your friend is playing Fallout 4. So I'm like, fine, I'll buy Fallout 4, guys.
Twist my arm. Peer pressure.
I bought Fallout 4, been playing that, and then also spent way too much on a game that isn't even out yet, and you're probably going to be disappointed.
What is it?
It is called Star Citizen.
Oh, yeah. And
it's only been 3 years in development.
What did you buy?
I bought a Freelancer Dur and M50. This week.
I am kind of disappointed in you.
I knew you would be. I see that judgmental look. You're going to take my joystick back.
No, it's fine. What are you, your joystick? It's my joystick. Anyway.
You just licked my joystick. It's mine. Man. I licked it. It's mine.
He has bear all over my joystick.
Yeah, I do. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's mine. Yeah. I licked it.
So cool.
I've been wandering the wasteland and flying spaceships.
Nice. Very cool. Yep. Anything else? Anything notable?
Not really. You know, honestly, I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4.
A lot of Fallout
4. It is a good game. I'm enjoying it.
How many hours?
You
just had to ballpark it. Undersell me on this.
15.
Come on. 15 hours, that's it?
15, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pleb.
Okay, well.
How many did you log, Mr. I was sick?
Probably like 26, 30, something like that. Not too many. I've had several awesome interactions that I'm sure everyone will eventually get to. I've helped pirate robots or I helped robots on a ship, Navy robots, achieve their dream of getting closer to the Pacific Ocean. I guess the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean. Atlantis would be the Atlantic. They're in Boston. Yeah.
We're bad at world geometry.
I have exposed a cannery fraud ring. Putting mole rats in cans and selling it back to the wasteland, and I have become a comic book hero in the game. I've become the Silver Shroud.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I've become the Silver Shroud.
What kind of build did you do? I went with an intelligent, charismatic person.
I have no idea what kind of build I'm building right now. I put all my points into something dumb starting off. I didn't understand you could scroll down in the perk tree. I literally have no idea. God. I'm waiting until I get to a point where I can reset all my perks and all my stats and just actually tech it out the right way. Yeah. Right now, it's mainly make sure I can open and hack advanced and expert and master systems. If I can do that, that's fine. Right. Everything else is really working out for me, though. Every now and then, whenever I feel like I'm getting over-encumbered too much, I'll put a point into strength and
go on. So apparently there's like some storyline or something about finding your kid.
I haven't done that yet.
Not too many stories. Well, I mean, I've decided early on that my entire objective is to find all of the booze left in the wasteland and consume them.
Nice.
That is all I'm trying to do.
Yeah, well.
I found a lot of booze. And I've taken the perk Party Girl, and so alcohol, you cannot be addicted to alcohol.
Right.
And its effects are increased.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. I basically drunkenly stumble the wasteland, which doesn't sound like something I would ever do.
So far, Fallout 4 has been Fallout 4 Side Quest Edition.
Yeah, there's like a main story or something. I don't know.
Well, first off, I really like and this isn't supposed to be a Fallout 4 review.
It's kind of the big thing. I think we can.
It is the big thing.
Here.
Well, that and Legacy of the Void. I've been playing a little bit of Legacy of the Void. We'll talk about Fallout 4 in a second. I've been playing a little bit of Legacy of the Void. I've been playing a little bit of Fallout. I've been playing a little bit of Space Engineers since they've put in planets into Space Engineers. And the server, the Experience Point server, is updated with planets. We killed our creative server. It's just survival now. But that's cool. Like it's good. It's a good experience. Yeah, it's good, man.
Don't worry about it. It's good. It's good for you.
Harvest that ice, get that hydrogen, just kind of planet lander around for a while. So did that. I was recently sort of partially hosting a bachelor party, beat one of my favorite regular Nintendo games called Snow Brothers. I beat all 50 levels of Snow Brothers, and I don't think I've ever really done that, and I felt personal achievement. We actually had Cap on the show a while back.
Right.
He and I both played as Nick and Tom, the Snow Brothers. The princes turned into snowmen. We saved our girlfriend, princesses, girlfriends, or whatever, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like Mario at all.
No, I mean, I don't know what you want from me. Snow Brothers. It's not Mario Brothers. It's very, very different. It's very, very different that we were blue and red instead of green and red. So it was
completely
very
different.
And
gotcha.
Some are plumbers, some are snowmen. But I did that, and I recently just really got into StarCraft Legacy of the Void. I'm going through the prologue right now. But once I have, thankfully, we have a break coming up
from
work and from school and from everything.
And y'all study hard over your breaks.
Yeah, study hard because finals are coming up, man.
Yeah, I mean, Fallout 4 needs you.
I am.
You must save the wasteland.
I'm an instructor here on campus, and I tell my students,
there's nothing your professor's going to hear more about than your adventures in Fallout.
Well, that's like the bonus on one of my tests is like, you know, what have you been doing in the Wasteland? And people are like, what's the Wasteland? I'm like, just put...
Failed.
Just,
out of my class.
Just put new... Draw like a Coke can, like a new Coca-Cola bottle, like a bottle. I told them, draw like a Coke bottle, but it's shaped like a rocket. and they usually do a pretty good job, so... Wow. But no, Fallout 4 has been actually really good. I've really enjoyed it.
I was afraid I wasn't going to be just watching everything leading up to it. But then once it came out, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
My one pet peeve is that power armor is so frequently found that I like it. I like the idea of using a fusion core, but it seems like right now I'm literally packing around 37 fusion cores.
Yeah.
I can just go through the entire game in power armor, and it doesn't even really seem to help that much in my opinion. Like, I don't feel that it helps much. Maybe when I get XO1, it'll be really awesome, the experimental suit.
Yeah, maybe
it'll be good, but I think a T-45 or a T-60, that's good, you know?
One of my beefs was it seemed like everything happened. Okay, well, a couple of things. The very beginning... Between the pre-war and then the bombs dropping was way too fast. Like, I would like to spend like an in-game
less than
like
30
week.
Minutes.
I would like to spend an in-game week in the pre-war because I want to see what was going on.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know what happened after the bombs dropped. I played how many games of that?
Yeah, Fallout. Literally every Fallout.
Everything. Yeah, so I would like to see pre-war and, you know, the society being awesome. And then, like, you get the power armor, you meet dog meat and everything, like, boom, boom, right out of the vault.
Yeah.
So I feel like you threw all this, you know, fan service at us really fast.
They definitely didn't spend any time in the vault.
Right.
The vault was very...
This was the most anticlimactic vault I've ever been in.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been searching. I know there's another vault out there. I've heard someone tell me, yeah, there's another vault. There's Vault 75 or something.
Yeah.
I haven't found the vault.
If there wasn't another vault somewhere.
Right, but I haven't found it yet. And that's the thing. I would want a couple of vaults. That was the greatest thing about the previous Fallout 3, specifically Fallout 3, was that Fallout 3, there was like five or six vaults littered around the Fallout wasteland. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely certainly a lot of settlements.
Was that, wasn't it the Chinese invasion vault?
Yeah,
I loved that one.
It was great. Fallout 4, fantastic game. You know, if you haven't had time to pick it up, wait, I guess, for a little bit and go pick it up. We actually have some news a little bit later about some deals going on, and Fallout 4 is one of them. And I'm
big surprise.
Yeah, it's it's pretty good. I think you can get it for PlayStation 4 or something, and you get like $20 back or whatever. So
nice.
There's that. You get a free $20 PSN card if you buy from Walmart. So Fallout 4, Battlefront, Black Ops 3, and Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So, but you got to do it like today. So just do it. Pretty cool. You pretty much get like a free $20 gift card. That's not really free. You have to pay $60 for it.
I mean, it's like,
and this is only console, so, and I think it's only PlayStation. So
we
are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back, or two songs. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we think the best thing in the world to be thankful for is video games.
Video games.
We're going to talk about that later. This is Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward featuring Dark Lord and a prime theme from Metroid Metal. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You just heard Prime Theme by Metroid Metal. Before that, Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yeah, you did.
This is the segment of the show where we're going to talk about all the things we're thankful for in video games, specifically like the top three, not necessarily in any order. It's going to be in chronological order, I guess.
Because of you.
But because of me.
This is all his fault.
I had these
in my life order. But
for the sake of pacing.
Like chronological.
Before we do that, we're going to talk about some deals today that I found. If you go on Origin, I know no one likes to go on Origin, but some things you can only get on Origin.
Like Origin Jump Works.
Thanks, Star Citizen. For instance, if you are a Sims fan or a Battlefield fan, you can go on and get them for $25 and $20 respectively. Dragon Age Inquisition is only $15. The brand new one, that's pretty cheap. Tomb Raider, the not the newest one, but the 2014 version, $6. The original one, but not the original new one, for $6 on Origin, and the Mass Effect trilogy, all for $15, and that's a fantastic deal. Three games, awesome games, $15. That's $5 a game, or like $10 for the last one, and then $2.50 for the other two.
I mean, however you really want to divvy up the $15 that you're spending on the three games.
If you have not played any Uncharted yet, and you're waiting for Uncharted 4, you can get into Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 with Uncharted the Nathan Drake Collection for only $30 on Amazon. So go ahead and check that out. It's for PlayStation 4. It's updated. It's OMG wow. That's how I'm going to describe that. So
seriously, you got me thinking. Tomb Raider has to be the most rebooted series in history. What series has been rebooted as many times as Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider's only been rebooted once.
Twice.
No.
Twice.
No.
Yes.
What was the first one?
I don't know, the crappy thing.
Angel of Darkness? That yeah. wasn't a reboot.
Was it?
No.
Okay.
That's why it was bad. It was oh, if it was okay. a reboot, I think it would have been way better.
Okay. Cool. I got you. I'm wrong.
Unless
me.
You know, I'm completely wrong. In fact, I think I want to say there's actually the the Guardians of Light or the Guardians of whatever friendship. I can't remember what the name of the game
of
was.
Light
that's
magic.
That's actually the old universe, I think. That's not even the rebooted universe, so that's very interesting. We're gonna jump into some games that we are extremely thankful for
and why.
My first game, and it's going to be the first chronological game, so it's going to be like a journey through history. Come with me, everyone, on a journey through history.
The fact that we can take people on journeys through history means
we can do that. We can definitely do that.
We're like Willy Wonka now.
Come with me,
and now he's doing it.
So Mega Man X.
World of pure imagination.
Mega Man X. This
I cannot believe Mega Man made your list.
I know, right? So my favorite Mega Man is Mega Man 2. I absolutely love the game. The controls are tight. Everything from the first one that was good came into the second one. It was awesome. But Mega Man Classics universe is not the universe that I love that much. I don't particularly care so much about the Mega Man Classic universe in comparison to the Mega Man X universe. The X universe is my home. And
it's your home.
This thing came out in December 17th, 1993. That's whenever it got its release date for the Super Nintendo. Since then, it's been remade and reproduced for Android, iOS, PlayStation Portable, sort of, and Virtual Console, as well as MS-DOS, and of course, on mobile phones. So it's been reproduced on everything except the toaster and a fridge. But it's still so, so awesome. You play as Mega Man X. X has been in like a capsule.
X going to give it to you.
No, man, you've been in a capsule underwater, or not underwater, but
words.
You've been excavated by an archaeologist, and now you've had like 100 years or 1,000 years, I can't remember, to run diagnostics on from what Dr. Light started 100 years ago, and now you have to stop one of Dr. Wily's worst creations, that's of course the Sigma virus,
right.
And you meet this cool guy, Zero, and you're part of the Maverick Hunters, and it's really, really awesome. So, very, very cool. I love this game because it's 16-bit side scroll and adventure. The soundtrack is awesome. Every track on this game is amazing. And it did some really cool graphical things, especially with X2 and X3 on the Super Nintendo, that we've barely seen reproduced on any, or we didn't see reproduced in a lot of other games. I think Star Fox did some stuff with the FX chip that they included on it. But Mega Man X2 and X3, they're incredibly expensive games to find for the Super Nintendo. And I know, you know, one of my greatest feats personally in life was getting the Hadouken on Mega Man X.
Nice.
So this game, certainly, it's what I feel a perfect platformer shooter should be. And if anyone's arguing with me, they're wrong. Their opinion is absolutely wrong. So I am thankful for this game because without it, I would have such a lesser, you know, liking to video games.
Okay,
Bear, please,
cool.
take
I will take it away from that lesser liking of video games. My first one is Cruisin' USA, chronologically.
Oh, yeah.
I like this one particularly on the arcade, released 1994, November thereof. The reason I am so thankful for this game is I grew up in a small town, you may have heard of it, down the road, called Holden.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big arcade buff growing up, but it was Holden.
Yeah.
So we had Rabbit's Fried Chicken.
That's it.
And in Rabbit's Fried Chicken was A, a pinball machine, B, a Mr. Pac-Man machine. Actually, it may have been Mrs. Pac-Man.
It was Mrs. It was the Mrs. Pac-Man and the Galaga.
Yeah, and the Galaga
hybrid
combo.
And it was a Burnout, I think, or Outbreak, or Breakout. It was a stand-up driving game.
Yeah.
And
Cruisin' USA.
Yeah.
And I dropped so many quarters into Cruisin' USA and actually held the top score for literally years.
Nice.
Through the restaurant burning down multiple times.
Awesome.
So I am very thankful for this being part of my childhood and allowing me to waste afternoons after school.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That was before you could actually save your game and like it went into the internet and everything.
Oh, right, right. No, like going to that machine and seeing MCC at the top.
It's very cool.
That was me. That was Little Chase.
That was Little Chase.
Little Bear.
Little Bear.
Little Bear.
Very cool.
You ain't gonna beat the Bear.
Was that it? Do you have anything else?
I mean, not really. It's a generic. Honestly, I'll be honest. It's a generic racing game.
Yeah,
generic racing game, and I held the top score. It was cruising. It was USA.
Hey, man, you don't have to justify it to me.
Hey,
this is about what we're thankful
for. It was actually the first in the cruising series. Oh, yeah. So presumably that means they meant up to all the world.
Then they did the Nintendo 64 came out with a couple versions of it.
Man, there's actually a whole bunch of them looking here. Anyway,
yeah.
It was a generic arcade game.
Very cool. That
was a huge part of my childhood. Take it away, MG.
Back in December of 1994, a game came out that we've reviewed on the show sort of when we were doing retro games of the week. It was Marathon. And the reason I love this game is, first off, Bungie did this game. Bungie did Pathways into Darkness, and then they did the Marathon trilogy. There was three games, Marathon, Marathon 2, Durandal, and then Marathon Infinity. And I love these games because I grew up with Apple computers. I had an Apple IIe, which didn't do games at all. Then I had a Performa 6360, which ran
Apple OS. IIe totally did games. Super Bunny, Carrot Creatures, Trail, Family Feud, amazing.
And that was it. Those were the games.
Come on, I was there, man.
Yeah, I know. But so for the 6360, for System OS 7.1, there weren't a lot of games in the mid-90s for Mac computers.
No, there weren't.
And even still, Mac computers don't have a lot of love, though they have the most love they've ever had before. Marathon was awesome because it was a play, it was a shooter. It was first person.
It was a
game
that was on the Mac.
It was a game that was on the Mac.
It was like a godsend for you.
It was really, really good. And of course, since then, Windows has the entire trilogy via Aleph 1. You can go ahead and download that if you just Google for Marathon game download Windows, but it's come out for OS X, for Linux, for the iPhone, for Pippin, if anyone remembers the Pippin, the Apple.
Oh God, I know,
the
I
Apple
forgot.
Console.
Wow, they did do that.
It was so good because on top of having
It was terrible. The Pippin.
No. I'm sorry, Marathon Trilogy. It was so good, not only because of the graphics, which at the time were really, really good. Granted, they were sort of like pseudo basic engine graphics. If you know like Doom or Duke Nukem 3D, how you'd look at a sprite and it was supposed to be 3D,
and
it turned to you all the time.
That was always facing.
That's sort of how some of these things were. Some things were 3D and some things had this sort of sprite-based whatever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. It was the story. The story was told through terminals, which means you had to read. And you had to have good reading comprehension. And it was this huge, elaborate story. I loved it so much.
You know what's funny?
What?
We're so old, that's how my mom convinced my dad for us to get the internet, because it would be good for my reading.
It'll be good for your reading comprehension.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Marathon Trilogy. Without this game, which I am truly thankful for, I don't think I would have ever really gotten into first-person shooters for the story, because I'm not in first-person shooters for competition. I'm in them for the story. That's
that
true.
Be fair.
Bear, take
it
away.
So many people have slept with your mother.
Oh yeah.
Trust me, I've heard
Every 12-year-old on the internet, man.
So actually, 1995, this game was a very special one to me, and I'm realizing just now reading this why.
Why?
I found out how I got the game.
What game?
It is Descent,
the
original.
Very
February 28th, 1995.
Awesome.
That was the day I got our first PC, and this game must have been bundled with it. No, that's what I'm thinking, because it released that day and everything, so it must have been some kind of deal.
Very
anyway,
cool.
It is Descent. It is a first-person shooter, 360.
6 degrees of freedom.
3 degrees of freedom.
Six
thing.
Duff.
Six, yeah, there you go.
Six
you
dope.
Can spin in every direction. You're in a spaceship. You are play the material defender for the PTMC Mining Corporation, and basically all their robots got a virus off-planet.
Yeah.
And their solution... Oh, and they also took their humans captive somehow. That's never really explained. But anyway, their solution is to go blow up everything and pretend it never happened. So your job is to do that for the Faceless Corporation.
It's such a terrible story when you say it like that.
Oh, no, it's no, it is. You gotta read.
It'll never have a movie. It'll never be a movie.
This movie, well, this game was great because the story is amazing.
Yeah.
Because it is totally a giant corporation, the biggest mining corporation.
An evil corporation.
It is. It's Evil Corp, which, by the way, I love that reference in the
Mr.
show.
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot, thank you. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, they're just covering up their big mistake there, and then that doesn't work for a while.
Awesome.
And then, of course, if you care spoiling, you've had a couple of years to play it. At the end, you get kind of messed over by the PTMC.
Yeah, they pretty much eject you into space.
Yeah, you try to warp back, and the last scene you see is your ship blowing up.
Yeah.
And that got... And see, I'm the type of person who loves Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
That's the end of the first one.
Yes. Which means there's more.
Well, no, that's the end of the second one.
Is it the second one?
That's the end of the second one.
The end of the first one... Something got...
The end of the first one...
It's been
one,
so long
the,
now.
The,
no.
At the beginning of the second one, they say, you know, we have more work for you. Your contract hasn't expired yet. We right. still have you on retainer.
At oh, that's what, no, that's what it was. The first one, you're going back to get... actually, you find out if you read the book, you're actually going back to get your wife because they actually had kidnapped her and implanted her with a microchip.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that wasn't in the game. That was in the book series, which was amazing, by the way. There's a book series.
Yeah.
You should check it out sometime.
Very cool.
So that's... probably the game I'm most thankful for because I would not. It got me into gaming.
Fun fact: that was also on Mac.
Yeah,
fun I was fact. Able to play that on my Mac.
And so. I would say, like I said, it got me into gaming because I had this beige box. I could go push buttons, and suddenly I was the Material Defender, flying a spaceship, shooting
material
evil robots.
Defender.
It
very
was fun.
Cool. Very cool. In 1997. The PlayStation was all the rage. It was rocking and jocking. It was doing some awesome stuff. I didn't have one, but I went and I stayed a summer with my godfather, my uncle, in Mississippi. And there's not a lot to do in Mississippi, but he had a PlayStation. He had one of the original PlayStations.
Nice.
And he had a couple other games. I didn't really understand it, but he had Tomb Raider 2, starring Lara Croft.
Burbs.
And
boobies.
And yeah, they had a couple more triangles in those boobs. But in October 31st, 1997, it came out. And I am so thankful for this game because it taught me what a platformer could be in a three-dimensional space, in a 3D world. I solved puzzles that before on, you know, and let's kind of go back to my previous favorite, you know, platformer, Mega Man X. You didn't really solve puzzles. You sort of linearly ran to the right and shot things,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. In Tomb Raider, you had to solve puzzles, you had to run and jump, you had to understand that, you know, running one square versus standing still and jumping versus running one square and jumping. Those things all did different things, and you had to collaborate and, you know, do a lot of crazy stuff and find stuff and get keys and understand what dialogue was doing, and there were some subtle themes that a small child probably shouldn't have gotten at the time. And,
but you did anyway.
But I did anyway, and it's such a good game. It's one of those games where... it may not be good by today's standards, but go back to 1997 and play this game, and you understand why it was such an iconic series. And I'm not talking about Angel of Darkness. I'm talking about everything pre that. But, you know, from 1 all the way to even Chronicles, it was effectively more or less the same or a similar engine that Tomb Raider ran on. You know, it just kind of built on it. And it was such a good, it was like a nostalgia overload for me whenever I played that game. Because I remember being in Venice. I remember going to all these places. It was such a good, going to, not Area 51, going to all these places. I can't even remember some of the places. Being in China, all of these things. It was such a good, a good game, a good experience for me, and I would not have the yearning to play some of the platformers that we have today, like Uncharted, like the new Tomb Raider, like any of the platformers, the 3D platformers, action adventure RPG type games that I'm playing today. So thank you, and that's my final one by Eidos, and of course it's been remade. You know, it's on Windows now, PlayStation, Mac, iOS, Android. You can get it for on Steam, on Good Old Games, online, pretty much anywhere. Now for almost no money, and usually as part of a pack of all of them. So
yeah.
Anyway, Bear, what you got? What's your last one?
My last one. We are going all the way up to the year 1998 in the North America around September 28th. Okay, cool. Matt's making hand signals at me because he's weird. Anyway, Pokemon Red Edition. I had gotten this as a Christmas gift, and little did I know what it was actually going to do for me. This was probably the first game that introduced me to like social gaming and the fact that other people even cared like. About games,
yeah.
Honestly. Because I got this and gave me something to do at school before they started trying to ban it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. It was school. I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was...
It was school.
It was school.
School's
I got
not for,
through
school's
it.
Not school's for smart,
smart
people, Jerry.
People more. Yeah, exactly.
School's not for smart people, Jerry.
There you go. Exactly. I mean, not to be a jerk, but true. And I loved this game. And then once people started, like, I literally had the experience where people would come up to me and want to know what I was doing. And eventually then they'd go yell at, you know, aggravate their parents.
I'm taming a riot you, man. I'm taming a riot you.
Yeah,
get off my back.
And then they would aggravate their parents. And eventually everyone around had red or blue. And we were able to, like, connect these stupid cables to each other and play with each other. It was a very social thing. And I loved this age of games because there was 151 Pokemon, right?
Right. Well, not now, but...
No, back then.
Then.
There was 151 Pokemon. 150 of them were obtainable through normal means. Mew, the 151st Pokemon, was only obtainable through a glitch in the game. It wasn't even actually supposed to be in the original
release.
And this was an age where we started talking about it, everyone heard about Mew. And we're sitting there trying to figure out how to get Mew. And someone at some point
figured
it out.
You had that one guy that had Nintendo Power, and you're like, yeah, guys.
And then the one guy, you know, and of course he didn't say that's where he got it, but that's probably what happened.
Right.
And he figured out the glitch, and everyone's going around doing the glitch. And it was like, that's an interesting time in gaming that's kind of gone now with how far the internet has come.
Yeah, because you don't have to
worry.
You
can just, like, usually Google something.
Anything.
But, like, then, like, honestly, it started kind of like an urban legend. Like, there's an extra Pokemon that you don't have. And then by the end of it, we all had it. We're like, wow, that's crazy.
Awesome.
So, and there was also Glitch. What was the Pokemon? Actually, Glitch should totally count as Pokemon.
I don't know, man. We're going to cut to a song. We're coming back. We're going to end out the show because we're running low on time. This is Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
Nah, I'm Red Bear.
You just heard the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I hope you enjoyed this extra special Thanksgiving episode special thing.
I hope
you were doing.
Thankful for it.
Yeah, I mean, because like we love video games. I mean, we wouldn't be doing this show every week, every Wednesday, if we didn't love video games. And we love talking about them. We're very evangelical about video games.
Yeah,
and
obviously, Minji loves talking.
You know what? Something that I recently at this bachelor party wedding thing that I was involved with.
Playing video games.
I know. I'm sorry. No, we weren't doing. Well, we did that at the bachelor party. But
okay.
No,
awesome
at the wedding rehearsal dinner, we had a friend of mine that we've played with in WoW or whatever for a long time. He was in the guild. He was our healer in the guild. Really awesome guy. And nice. We met at an actual party, and we were like, you know,
I always love meeting people.
We were just
kind of
talking or whatever, and then I was like, feels like I know you already. Like, have we met? And they were like, no. And I was like, do you play WoW? And he's like, yeah. I was like, what's your name? And he's like, Ardwan. I was like, Brile, and he's like, oh my god, we're
like
the same
grill. I met Octopus Bear way back in college.
Right, yeah.
And he just happened to walk around campus. I'm like, I know this guy's voice.
It's this awesome feeling, and to even get it better, my mom was sitting across from the table. My mom's one of those moms like, you need to go outside and play with sticks and dirt. You can't play on that dang computer box all day. You need to get some real life friends. She says all of this. The guy is a firefighter. My dad's a firefighter. They actually worked together at the fire station when my dad, before he retired. So he's just like, apparently he's not like a computer nerd like I am, like her poor pitiful son is.
Hey, everyone plays video games now. That's a stereotype that kind of has to go away.
We're nerds, you know, but
that stereotype does not propagate to everyone. Everyone's playing video games.
Everyone's playing video games,
and nerds, you have to get over it.
It's just a thing that people are into, and it's a thing we're into, and we're really thankful for it. So thank you for hanging out with us for this episode. We're almost out of time, but before we go, I'm not going to screw this up again. Bear, what is the website where all of our audio and all of our reviews and news and images and pictures of us and kittens are? What is it?
You can go to exppoints.com only if you double tap the P.
We also have social media, so Facebook, Google+, Twitter, MySpace.
Just do it.
We're on
do
Tinder.
It.
We got all this stuff going
go.
On. ExPpoints.com.
Fire up your Netscape. Go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Well, dun.
ExPpoints.com/social. All that stuff is at that place. If you want to donate money, there's a PayPal link. There's a Patreon link. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We'll update all of that stuff. You can also stream us online. And that's about it. We're going to end the show now. So
I'm going to go eat some turkey.
We will send you...
That's what I'm going to do.
We will see you next week, next Wednesday, from 9 to 10 p.m. on KSLU. Until then, we are going to leave you with two songs. This is The City Made Us by the Proto Men off of the yet-to-be-released Act 3, and then Save World, Get Girl, some classic I Fight Dragons. Bear, send them off. This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.